Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious idiots.
Hello, amigos, and welcome to Roller Coaster Inn. I'm your host, Megano, and welcome to episode. I believe this is episode. Hold on till I check. Episode 17. Whoa! Episode 17. Wow, what a journey. What a roller coaster it has been. So thank you so much for joining me. See, if you've listened to every single episode, can I just take a wee moment to give you a big imaginary pat on the back. Like, imagine I am patting your back right now. We're going 1, 2, 3, 4. Four wee pats on the back and just a big imaginary cuddle now. Cuddle, 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 cuddle. Just to say a big thank you. It really means the world to think that there's people out there listening to every single episode. Thank you. So, my roller coaster riders, I personally feel that the last few episodes have been like just kind of fun, laid back, interactive, all kind of, if we were on said roller coaster, all kind of going up or just like, you know, steadily going straight. You know, we've not had any wee dips or wee kind of whoa, we kind of hold your breath kind of moments. So I thought today we could do a more serious dun dun dun. Well, not serious. It's not like serious. It's not like doom and gloom. Like, please stick around. But more of a serious conversation, I suppose. Because it is rollercoasting. Life goes up and it goes down, you know?
Yeah.
That's a reference to the song. So today, I thought we could have a conversation about... Dun, dun, dun.
No, I need to stop saying dun, 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 because that sounds scary.
A conversation about contraception. So I just came out and said, to be honest, I had been saying on Instagram, like, oh, I've came off a pill lately, or I think I said it in a YouTube video, and some people had said, like, I'd like to hear more about your experience, can you share a wee bit more, like, this is something I'd be interested in, and I've been really humming and hawing at the whole thing. I don't like talking about things, like, medical things, or, like, I don't know, more, I suppose, taboo topics, because I'm not a professional, I'm not a doctor, I don't know what I'm talking about, and I know that that can open me up to hate. I know people like to jump down my throat and say, why are you on here speaking about something you don't know anything about? Because, you know, I breathe in the wrong direction and people are sending me death threats. So it's nice. It's really nice. So it's something I've been like, should I talk about that? Should I not talk about that? But here we are. So clearly I've decided I'm going to talk about it. But I'm trying to be careful and purely talk about my experience and not make it like a Q&A, because at first I was going to like pop up a question box and answer your guys' questions, but then I thought, nah, that's a wee bit too like professional and advicey. I just want to keep it, tell my story, that's it. You can listen to it, you don't have to listen to it, that's all. You know, I'm not giving you advice, please don't go away and make any like rational decisions on what I say today. I'm just telling you my story, that is all. So, without further ado, Miss Nervous Megano, we'll dive into this topic. And as I said, please don't hate. You guys are my besties. I like to be open. I like to be honest. Let's go. So, let's start by setting the scene, right? So, I'm 13 years old, I believe, because I'm sure I was in first year. I'm 13 years old. I'm at my wee brother's football game because I used to get dragged to them every Saturday, every Sunday, whatever day it was, because my mum was working. My dad had to take care of me because I was too young to watch myself, blah, 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 blah. So I got dragged to football, but this particular day it was raining. So I was like, no, thank you. Thanks, but no thanks. We're just going to sit in a car. I remember reading Jacqueline Wilson, My Sister Jodie, unreal book. I'm not joking. I think for the next holiday, maybe not Ibiza, probably not going to be reading many books, but for my next like chilled sunbathing holiday, I'm going to try and get my hands on some Jacqueline Wilson books. Those were, whoa, those are just so nostalgic and fabulous, honestly. Anyway, I'm reading My Sister Jodie, and then I get this pain, this like someone has grabbed my stomach and is twisting it around in circles, like a pain I had literally never felt my whole life. And I was like, what the hell? Who the hell put the muffins in the freezer? I had no idea what it was. It was in complete shock, complete panic, as you can imagine. So I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Fast forward, I think I just sat there like, I remember actually making pains because, look, I'm dramatic now. I was dramatic then, dramatic forever. So finally we got home, I get to the toilet and it happened. Young Megano turned into, I don't know, second phase of her life, Megano. She's not old, she's only 13. She became a woman. The girl becomes a woman. However, I still wouldn't class myself as a woman even now, and I'm 23. So anyway, it happened. I got my period, in other words, right? I was distraught. This was such a shock to me. I'd heard of people having periods, but like none of my friends, like it wasn't something I was like, you know, clued up on. And I was thinking, why me? Why me, Mother Nature?
You bitch.
I'm so young. Anyway, my mum gets in from work. I confess to her that, you know, this has happened to me. I'm in tears. My mum always laughs because she says I was like crying. I was like, will I ever be able to do the splits again? I was so distraught. I genuinely believed that was my splits career over. And it's not. If I've got any young listeners out there, it's not. I still do the splits now. Yes, granted, only when I'm drunk, but the period does not get in the way. You'll be glad to know. So that's when my periods started. Obviously, they continued. And I do suffer with periods. I get really, really bad cramp. My back like seizes up. It's so sore. So sore at the back and front. I'm like a big painful sandwich. Like I never know what area to prioritise if the hot water bottle. Both are equally as sore. And I also get really heavy periods. Sorry if this is TMI. I probably should have popped a wee disclaimer at the beginning. But here's your disclaimer. Feel free to back away now. It's fine. But anyway, I get really, really heavy periods. Like, yeah, not good. It's Niagara Falls. Mm-hmm. Not great. So that's been me for the past few years. Also, I think it's like, I don't know if it's like genetic or what. I know my mum's had loads of issues. She's actually had a hysterectomy. Her womb is probably in a bin somewhere. She got that taken out. And to be honest, if this nonsense keeps up and I've had my wains, I might follow suit. Anyway, sorry, back to me. So yeah, I really struggle, very painful, horrible periods. Mine's also last like 5 days. Some people get it for like 2 days, like get it for Monday, Tuesday. I get it Monday to Friday, 5 business working days, and it does not ease up. It doesn't start to fade away. It doesn't get any less painful. I'm attacking that Feminax. It's just awful, right? It's a terrible existence those few days of my life each month, right? So anyway, that was then and it continued. So now I'm 16 in this story. Visualise me, 16 years old. And I'm seeing this boy. And, you know,
I really hope my dad doesn't listen.
I feel like he doesn't keep up to date, which I'm quite glad. And hopefully he sees the title in this one and thinks,
I'll skip that one.
Fingers crossed, eh? But anyway, you know, it's happening. And I thought, it's probably time I should get myself on the pill. And most girls my age were anyway. I felt like everyone in school was on it. I was quite late to the game. It's quite a good idea to get put on the pill if you are not planning a child anytime soon. So I did tell my mum it was for cramp purposes, which wasn't a lie. It just wasn't completely true, you know. Yeah. So I go to the doctor's. My mum comes with me because I was still kind of babied then. And I'm sitting in the doctor's. I remember it so clearly. And I'm saying to the doctor, like, this is just because I have terrible cramp. Which I did, so it was very believable. And my mum's like, yeah, good idea. Because obviously she can relate. She understands the pain and suffering I was going through. And the doctor's like, so is it purely just for cramp purposes? And I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah. And my mum's like, yeah, it is. Yeah. She's so young. And I was barefaced lying through my teeth and I'm a terrible liar. So I was just like nodding my head, so nervous, thinking, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Horrible, horrible doctor's appointment. Anyway, thankfully the awkward conversation comes to an end and I'm prescribed the pill. So I think I was originally put on, don't know if I'm saying this right, Regivodone? Oh, I've went pure Spanish. Regivodone. That, you know the one in the pink box? I feel like everyone's put on that. Everyone in their granny's goldfish gets the pink box pill. So that's the one I was put on. And I do believe it was fine. From what I can remember, I can't remember any horror stories. I think at the time I put on a few pounds, but I'm not going to lie, that was probably more to do with the fact I was getting Papa John's every time I seen the boy. It's probably less to do with Regigivon and it's more to do with big old Papa John. So all's fine and dandy. That pill, I believe, is a combined pill, I think. Don't quote me on it.
I'm not a doctor.
But that's one of the ones you take for 3 weeks, then you miss a week so that your period comes. And I'm not going to lie, periods were still pretty horrendous. Some people say like it helps, it makes them lighter, it makes them less painful. Cannot relate, babe. I feel like mine were still destroying my life completely and utterly. But I did really like that you can like control your period when you're on the pill. Like, obviously you're meant to stop after 3 weeks, but say I was going on holiday or something and nobody wants their period on holiday. See, the thing is, this is where it's different. Some girls can go on holiday and have their period and it's fine. If I went on holiday and had my period, I'd be on the first flight home. It would not be fun for me nor any party involved. That's how bad we're talking, right? So I quite like they could control them. So if I was going on holiday, I'd run like two packs together and then take a break. So I felt quite in control of the old woman uterus, and that was quite a nice thing to be in control of. I do feel, as I said from memory, because this was a long time ago, because I'm getting hashtag ancient, but I feel like from what I can remember, I was quite lucky with the side effects, because I know people can really struggle like in different ways, mentally, physically. There's lots of different things that the pill can affect, but I think I was pretty sound. I don't remember having any complaints with that one. But then I feel like somewhere along the line, did Regigivon come out? People were panicking, saying it gives you like blood clots or something. There was something that everybody was panicking about. And then I feel like it got discontinued at my pharmacy or nationwide. I'm not too sure what the script was, but I know somewhere along the line, my pharmacist said, oh, we can't give you that one anymore. We're just going to give you this one. It's really similar. You probably won't notice a difference. And I didn't. Thankfully, no issues. Swapped over. Hunky-dory. Absolutely fine. All was good. But as they say, all good things must come to an end. So, of course, things get complicated. So I started having to go to doctors, right? Completely not connected, related. I don't know what the word is. Nothing to do with each other. But I started to get really, really bad headaches. I do think a lot of it stemmed from office jobs, like being in front of a screen all day, having bad posture, like a lot of different things surrounding those kind of jobs. But I was getting such bad headaches to the point where it was so hard to see, and just sitting up, opening my eyes was like becoming a pure chore. So I started going to doctors, went a good few times, and they said I was experiencing tension headaches, which I think is quite normal. They're really, really painful and they do last a long time, but quite normal, nothing to really be worried about. But then I started to experience migraines. I don't know if I had them when I was young and I just can't remember, but I feel like lockdown and thereabouts, I started to get migraines. And I remember the first one that I can actually properly remember, I was in work when I worked in Be Inspired at the time. I actually think this was before lockdown, come to think of it. But I remember, right, I was like, my head's quite sore, but it was nothing unordinary. As I said, always had sore heads because I was working in front of a screen. But I remember I tried to speak and like my words were all back to front and like not in a sentence, not in English. Don't know what language I was talking. And everyone was like giggling, like, what did you just say? And I laughed because I was like, that was weird. What was that? Tried to say it again and again it happened. And I was like, wait, genuinely thought, right, no joking here. Be serious. Don't be class clown. Try and speak. And it wasn't working. I honestly thought, am I taking a stroke? Am I about to die? It was honestly terrifying. And soon after, like honestly about 5 minutes later, my head was pounding. Like all I could do was like scrunch my face up really tight, hold it in my hands, like put my head down the table, squeeze my head. I was like, what is going on. And sure as fate, that was a migraine. I get migraines, aura migraines, I think they're called. So the speech thing, thankfully, hasn't happened since. That was weird and funky and not the good kind. But what I do get now, every time I get a migraine, is my vision goes, and it's horrible. It's so, so bad that I generally think, right, I'm going blind. I know you're probably listening to this thinking, Megan, you are a self-confessed hypochondriac, but anybody who gets aura migraines knows this ain't no joke. This ain't no dramatics. This is awful. And I recently had one in Asda. So see things like bright lights, like supermarkets. Right, I understand they need to be well lit because the consumer wants to see what they're buying, but there is no need for their lights to be that bright. That would give anyone a headache, surely. But it gives me migraines, which is super fun, especially when you're on your own. The last one I took, I was on my own. I was trying to scan my things at the till, and I was dropping them, and I was like, right, I could hear it drop, but I couldn't see it. And I was like, right, coolio. And then the guy came over to me, who now I keep seeing in Asda, and we always chat. And he was like, are you okay? And I was like, not gonna lie, buddy, I can't see you. I can hear you, but I can't see you. And that turned into a migraine. That was an absolute stinker of a migraine. That lasted like 3 days. Oh, hellish. Anyway, sorry, so off on a wee migraine tangent there. So headaches, right, really, really bad, lot of pish, very, very sore. Heart goes out to any fellow migraine sufferers. So I went to doctors a few times, and I mean a few times, before anyone said, are you on contraception? What pill are you on? Obviously they have access to this in your medical documents, but it was never something we spoke about until somebody said, what pill are you on, by the way? And they checked, and then they were like, ooh. And imagine hearing this as a hypochondriac, right? They're like, right, because of your migraines and your headaches that you suffer from, you taking this pill puts you at quite a high risk of blood clots and strokes. But don't worry, we'll just stop giving it. And I thought, oh, whoa, blood clots and strokes. High chance. Wow. Hypochondriac me is thriving. So after that particularly gorgeous news, I was instantly taken off the pill I was on and had to go on, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this, progesterone, no, that's somebody that crosses the road. I'm reading it, progesterone, oh, who knows, progesterone, only contraceptive pill, right? So it's a different kind of pill. And it wasn't going to cause any risks with my headaches, to my knowledge. And this, by the way, was the start of 2021. So what year are we in?
Is it 2022?
Right. So this was only a year ago. A year and a half ago now, because it's April. God, gee whiz, this year's flying by. So the next pill I'm put on is called Sorel, which is a mini pill. So mini pills, you don't take breaks. People find that really hard to believe because I think they are less common. So you know when normal, the combined pill you take for 3 weeks, you stop for a week, start again. The mini pill you just take all the time, like no breaks, you do not stop. But it's safe, obviously, that's what the doctors tell you to do. It's not like, sometimes my mum is like, why are you not stopping that pill? My mum doesn't talk like that. But anyway, I was like, because the doctor told me not to. I'm not like rebelling against the NHS. Anyway, you don't take it. And I think the Sorel can cause like irregular bleeding or like spotting, light bleeding, all those kind of things. But for me, it totally stopped my periods and any kind of blood. And I was buzzing. As you know, I suffer from bad periods. So the thought of not having to dread cramps, sore backs, buying tampons, it seemed like a real win. So I'm on it for a few months. All seems really well. I'm kind of good at taking the pill. A wee trick to anyone who's on the pill is just set a phone alarm. Like I used to set mine for 6 every single day. And a wee pill emoji would come up on my phone and I just remember. So I wasn't experiencing any problems, all seemed really, really well. And then we start to notice some red flags, but at the time I didn't think they were red flags, so let's call them amber flags. So amber flag number one, you may or may not know that I used to bleach my hair something awful. I've said it on the podcast before, from the ages of like 16 to, when did I stop bleaching my hair? God, that was only last year as well. Oh, from the ages of 16 to 22, I suppose, 21, 22, I was bleaching my hair and it all started snapping. It was awful and that's completely and utterly my fault. There's nobody else to blame. So when I started to notice it was all snapping and it was getting quite bad condition, I went brown and I thought, I'm on the straight and narrow, only going up from here, baby. This roller coaster is going up. However, every time I go to the hairdressers, which is like every 2 months or so, it seemed to be getting worse, which is weird because I was brown now. I was no longer bleaching it. I was taking a lot of care of it, which I never used to do. I was spending a lot of money on expensive like hair-saving products and it was just getting worse. And like my hairdresser would say, like, I'm confused. Like, it's not making any sense. It's gradually getting worse and worse every single time you come. And every single time I come, it had been even longer since I last bleached my hair. So something wasn't adding up. Something that's really important for me to mention is I do have an iron deficiency, which a common side effect of having an iron deficiency is like thinning of the hair, losing hair. But this is something I've had for a very long time, for years and years, is something I've been aware of. And the hair thing only started to get worse, like, from maybe April last year. And I was like, well, why now, kind of thing? So I never thought to blame my pill at all until I started speaking to some of my friends and they'd said, like, not due to Sorel, just other pills. Because, again, what is so important for me to mention is that everybody is so different. Like, what my body can handle, yours might not, and vice versa. So don't like, listen to my experience and let that affect you, kind of thing. But anyway, speaking to some of my friends and they said, like, certain contraception affected their hair. And then upon research, I found that the mini pill can cause hair loss. And it's through no coincidence, in my opinion, that since being off the pill, all three of my hairdressers / hairstylists have said to me, your hair is so much better. Coincidence? I think not. So our next amber flag, and more of a major one, I suppose, was my moods. Particularly with poor Calzo. Calzo is my boyfriend, guys. Real name, Callum. Fun name, Calzo. I can honestly say, like, I'll throw my hands up and admit it, there was a period of time where I must have been shit company, like the shittest of shittiest company. And probably just a shit girlfriend, to be honest. Like, I never done anything to hurt him, I never would, but probably thought, can I be arsed for her? I was always, always on his back and always, always moaning at him. Sometimes warranted, because trust me, that boy can be a pain in the ass. But I knew that there was more of an issue and like something not quite right going on when I'd literally be staying at his or he'd be staying at mine, right? We'd be lying in bed, about to fall asleep. I'm Miss Huffy Pants. I'm not talking to him. I won't cuddle him, nothing. We'd be lying in silence and I'd be thinking in my head, why are you annoyed? Like, what's caused this? What is the current issue that we can try and resolve and go over? And I couldn't pinpoint anything. My head would blank. He hadn't done anything to annoy me. Nothing had set me off. And I'd just be sitting there like, right, well, if that's the case, snap out your mood. And I couldn't. No matter how hard I tried, I just could not snap out of this mood. And that is when I started to think, there's something wrong here. And it was awful. Like, if anyone can relate to this, I'm sure you'll know what I'm talking about. Is the worst thing when you can't shake yourself out of mood, and that goes for any mood. Like, if you're feeling anxious, you're feeling stressed, you're feeling angry, when you can't shake that, it's the most frustrating thing ever. Something I feel like I've noticed as well is I'm a very emotional person. Like, I always have been. Like, pre-pill, post-pill, I'm just an emotional person. That's how I'll always be. But I think I actually have realised since coming off it that I was more of an angrier person when I was on it. Not angry as in, like, I'd shout dogs abuse at people and I'd punch things. Like, I never acted on it, but I'd feel the emotion of anger, like, regularly, whereas since coming off it, I've not felt anger. Like, I'm more of just a back to my more kind of worried, anxious self, which obviously isn't good, but the anger side of it seems to have gone. So I feel like that's maybe a kind of mood an emotion I was experiencing whilst being on the pill. Yeah. So moving on to our third and final amber flag, which we could call the final straw. And oh, this is something I hate talking about. I'm Mrs. Shypants when it comes to this kind of stuff. But this was like the turning point. And I suppose if anyone listening to this can relate, then it's worth chatting about, isn't it? Really hope my dad's not listening. Right. How did I start this? I'm such a wee girl when it comes to this kind of thing. I don't think it's something I'll ever grow out of. Basically, I can't even say the word. Basically, the sex drive left the group chat. Absolute see you later, alligator. By the way, I did check with Cal. It was okay for me to tell you guys this because I understand that's quite intrusive information. Obviously, I checked that with him just to let you all know in case anyone is out there feeling terrible for Kels or Brad right now. But anyway, here's the thing, right? I honestly do think it's normal, especially for people in long-term relationships, to go through periods of time where that drive isn't as high. Because let's be serious, the initial spark, the initial excitement when you first get together, it does, and I hate to say it, it does fizzle out. I'm not saying it fizzles out completely, because that's obviously an issue. If you don't have a spark, you don't have excitement anymore, your relationship is probably very much on the rocks. And I have been there. I have done that. We have came through the other side. But you'd be lying if you said, or maybe some people are. Maybe some people are. Take that back. But I feel like the general consensus is anyone who's in a long-term relationship, I'm talking 5 years plus, would probably admit that, yeah, it's probably not as exciting as it once was in those first couple of years. Like your honeymoon period, as much as I'd love for that not to be a thing, it definitely is a thing, in my opinion. This is something I was talking about with some friends the other day, and it's so true. I hate how TV shows and movies portray that couples constantly have pure exciting, fun sex lives, because that's just not true. Like, there is times where you can't be bothered. There is phases where you're maybe feeling a wee bit off, you feel lazy, you feel really comfortable, you'd rather just cuddle, you're tired, you're had a long day. That is really, really normal. And when you see it on TV and you see it in movies, you start to like second guess yourself and start feeling, I suppose, a bit insecure. Like, am I a pure bad girlfriend? Am I really boring? Am I like, you know what I mean? Am I not giving my part of the deal here? So I think we should really scrap that from TV shows. Can we make that a bit normal, Poss? Thank you. But that being said, what I was experiencing at this particular time I'm talking about, which is, I can't even really pinpoint when it started, but I'd say definitely from like summer last year through to the beginning of this year, so a good 6 months, what I was experiencing at that time wasn't normal. Like, this sounds awful, and it's nothing to Calm at all. It's nothing to do with him, the wee soul. But I completely lost the drive. Oh God, I'm cringing saying that. I'm far too honest with one good, am I? But completely and utterly, like, it was gone. And it was so confusing, because I'd look at Calm and I'd be like, hubba bubba, he's gorgeous. Everybody knows it. There's no denying that my boyfriend is a really, really gorgeous, handsome, lovely, lovely boy. So in my head, the cogs are turning. I'm thinking, but why? Why then? But there was just, I can't even explain it. There was just nothing. And it wasn't like I was looking at other boys like, like, wouldn't mind, you know, with you. Oh, no, that makes me feel sick even thinking about that. It was not there. I felt like if I was never to do that again in my life, I'd have no issues about it. That's what I was. I also feel like, going back to my point about TV shows, films and stuff, I feel like that's something that's definitely not spoken about enough. Like, when I was feeling like that, I did feel like it was quite like a lonely feeling, and probably felt like that for Calm too, because, like, I mean, I don't really know what Calm speaks to his friends about, but I highly doubt he's like, yeah, boys, that's been X amount of months with no action. Like, I feel like boys would be like, what? I don't know. Maybe that's like what young boys would say, but it did feel something that was really lonely, and I felt really embarrassed. I felt too embarrassed to tell my friends, which was silly because when I finally did, they were so supportive and so helpful. And I just felt like the worst girlfriend. Like, it's a horrible feeling. Like, you just feel like shit. But I wasn't willing to like let go of them because I was like, I still love you. I'm just like not there right now. But as I said, I started talking to my friends about it and they were nothing but helpful. Like, so understanding, so helpful. Really, really lucky with the girls I have. So some of my friends suggested it could be your pill. But in my head, I'm thinking, surely this wee teeny tiny pill that I take cannot affect me like that. Like, how is that possible? I really wasn't understanding how this wee teeny pill could take that away from me. But also, flip side of that is, how does that wee teeny tiny pill stop you from having babies? That's something to think about. But anyway, at that time I was like, nah, it's not the pill, like, it's clearly like a me problem. So I continued taking it, continued feeling the way I was feeling. Then over Christmas I forgot to get a repeat prescription and I ran out and the doctors were shut, blah blah, Christmas holidays, whatnot. So I didn't take it for long enough. Like, I was without it for long enough that I actually got a period, and that was for the first time in almost a full year. And oh my fudging God, I felt like a new girl, a new girl, in many, many ways, like loads of different kind of reasons, which is kind of hard to believe because it was a short period of time. But specifically with Calum, I just felt so much happier. I felt like a better girlfriend again, and I felt like more in love, if that makes sense. But anyway, I started taking it again when the doctors opened, got my prescription, started taking it again because I was like, is this just in my head? Like, is it that placebo effect? Like, am I just wanting to believe it because I'm off my pill? Have I managed to change something in my brain? So I thought, I'll go back on it. Obviously, I really didn't like the thought of not being on contraception. And obviously, that was a pill I had to be on because my migraine situation. So I was like, I'll go back on it. I'll see what happens. Now that I've started to feel better, maybe when I introduce the pill again, I'm just going to stay on this happy wave that I'm on right now. But Sherelle said no. Sherelle said, that wee TikTok. But I was right back to square one and I thought, right, something has got to give. So I phoned my doctor just to have a wee chat about it all. I was like, am I talking shy? Am I like being a hypochondriac again? Like, I just needed some advice and some help. And my doctor's actually a man. So I felt right awkward telling him all this, you know, not the conversation that I really, yeah, if I could pick, I'd probably pick a female doctor, but it was helpful nonetheless, actually a really nice doctor. So anyway, the first thing he said when I said, I'm on Sherelle and, you know, this is what's going on, he said, it's very common for that pill to give you a loss of sex drive and bad moods. Thanks for the heads up, I thought. Thanks to the doctor who puts me on it. Thanks for the heads up. You could have warned me of said side effects. Anyway, I had a really good, helpful, informative conversation with the doctor and he suggested that I come off it completely and give my body some time to get back to normal and see how I actually feel myself when I'm completely contraception free, seeing as how it has been over 7 years, very long time. So here is where it gets tricky, right? So I can't take any of the like typical contraception, like the pills people are on, the implants people get, the Jags, because of my migraine situation. But also I can't take this progesterone only stuff because it affects my mood and you know what, woohoo. When it's like The Sims, they woohoo, don't they? So my last option was a certain type of coil. I'm not going to lie, I'm terrified. I've heard a lot of horror stories. Yes, I've heard some success stories, but the horror stories are like permanently engraved in my brain and I don't really think I can go over it. I also don't really fancy it. It's just a wee bit invasive. Yeah, let's be serious. I'd just rather not, to be honest. So also, but on the flip side, even if it wasn't quite so invasive and terrifying to me, I actually do want to give my body a break. Like when you think about it, I've been taking something that like plays around with my hormones for my whole adult life and I think I should just give myself a break. And I feel like right now there's some sort of like, there's something in the air, there's some kind of revolution, don't you agree, where all girls are like, if contraception, we're all like, hey, let's leave this. When is it the male's turn, can I ask? can we get a wee move on with this male contraception? I've done my 7 years. I think it is Mr. Calzo Brad and any other male out there. I think it's their turn. And see, if it wasn't for their wee bits, we wouldn't have to worry about these babies. So, So the current plan is, because I've had a few people asking this, the current plan is, wee bit scary, but giving myself an absolute break. I'm on a contraception ban at present, and I'm going to try be in tune with Mother Nature and trust that wee lassie. I've been recommended an app called Flow, and you use it to like track your periods, like when my periods are like officially regular again. Regular? Ooh, I can't say that in that sentence. Regular. When they're officially you know what I'm starting to say here? Because I think they actually are starting to get regular already, but I'll give it a few months to totally pan out. So when I'm on regular periods, start to use that app. And I think you do like some like wee tests, ovulation tests or something, and you can figure out what days you are more likely to get pregnant and what days you're less likely to get pregnant and work it out that way. But in the meantime, I'm taking extra safety precautions to try prevent that, and I'll let you use your imagination because I just
don't like saying those kind of words.
So a wee update to round up on how I'm feeling now. By the way, I cannot emphasise enough, remember this is just my body, my experience. Just because this Sorel or whatever maybe hasn't worked for me, it could be the perfect pill for you, so please keep that in mind, can't stress enough. But now I've been off the pill for I think 3 months. And I would say only the past couple slash maybe few weeks I've started to notice a bit of a difference and feel better with all of the above. And my doctor did say it could take a good few months for me to kind of get back to non-contraception Megano because I've been taking it for so long. But what I will notice, obviously positives, I'm starting to feel better with what I've just mentioned. But tell you what, the boobs, oh my Christ, they have got a one-way ticket out of here. Like, they are not coming back. They're not. I've accepted it. They're gone. I actually, like, once looked in the mirror and went, oh. I was like, where have you gone? No, what's it? All my love, where did you go? That pure song, I pure love Jax Jones. Anyway, they're gone. They are absolutely gone. So that's obviously to do with the pill. Also, I'd say I feel like I have gained a wee bit of, a wee few pounds. I feel like my appetite is definitely expanded. I'm hungry a lot more often. I'm eating a bit more. But to be honest, that could just be seasonal. There's a lot of Easter eggs kicking about and I do love my chocolate. But these are very superficial things. Do you know what I mean? I can go to the gym. I can be happier in other aspects. As long as I'm feeling better with the amber flags, that's what's important. These superficial things, they don't actually matter that much. And that is that, folks. That is my experience so far. I'm not ruling out that I won't go back on contraception at some point. I might. I don't know. I'm just kind of sailing through it right now, seeing what happens, see how I feel. Just focusing on being happy and focusing on keeping me and Calzo's relationship nice and fun and special. Oh, that sounded weird. I don't mean like that. I mean the moods and everything. Okay. Oh, I feel so awkward. This is something I really struggle to talk about. But that's that, dudes. As I said, let's get a wee move on with the male contraception, please. It's definitely their turn. But thank you so much for listening. I hope this was, I don't know, maybe somebody out there related, resignated home. And I keep saying it, but just remember, everybody's different. Don't make any rational decisions based on anything I say. That's just my experience. And you know me, I'm an oversharer. I like to tell you things. But thank you so much for listening. I love you so much. And I'll see you here this time next week. I love you. Have a lovely week. Goodbye.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time. Being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter. Keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.